Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Decoding TV. I am David Chen.
I'm Siddhant Adlakha.
Welcome to the podcast. It's a special edition featuring your boys, David Chen and Siddhant, because, you know, this podcast, when it was created, it was called Decoding Westworld. It had a different name. I know it feels like a million years ago when we were talking about a show called Westworld on a podcast called Decoding Westworld, but it has since been rebranded, and it's a good thing too, huh, Siddhant? Because if we had left it Decoding Westworld, then this podcast would be pretty lame as of today.
And honestly, you know, given that framing, like, I'd rather take the cancellation of Westworld than the cancellation of, like, all of TV.
So,
given the option.
Yes. I mean, basically, what we are here to discuss is it was announced today that HBO has canceled Westworld after season 4.
It's just cancel culture run amok.
Lisa Joy and Jonathan Nolan, the people who made Westworld, had apparently planned to conclude the season in season 5. Here's what Nolan said. I'm reading from Hollywood Reporter. Quote, "We always planned for a fifth and final season. We are still in conversations with the network. We very much hope to make them." And then Lisa Joy says, "Jonah and I have always had an ending in mind that we hope to reach. We have not quite reached it yet." HBO made a statement. So let me pause there. And when I read that in the Hollywood Reporter, I was like, wait, so is a fifth season still possible? Mm-hmm. Maybe at another network? Like, who knows? HBO issued a statement. "Over the past 4 seasons, Lisa and Jonathan have taken viewers on a mind-bending odyssey, raising the bar at every step. We are tremendously grateful to them, along with their immensely talented cast, producers, and crew, and all of our partners at Kilter Films, Bad Robot, and Warner Brothers Television. It's been a thrill to join them on this journey," end quote. So, like, it feels like definitively HBO is like, we're done. Quick reaction from you, Siddhant Adlakha. Like, when you first heard this news, what were your thoughts?
I was surprised, but also I wasn't too bummed, weirdly enough, just because I had made my peace with the idea that we may not get any more because, you know, things were being canceled left and right. And given the way the last season ended, if you recall, like I said, now if the show ends here, it'll form like this nice narrative loop where it kind of comes back to the beginning. And, you know, you can watch the season four finale, which is now the series finale, most likely. And then you can immediately start the first episode of the first season again and have it make some amount of metaphysical sense.
Yes, yes. The show actually ends up being cyclical.
Yeah.
And so you can watch the final episode, then start at the first episode, and then just keep watching it, and it will still make sense. So,
if you so desire.
Yeah. So I will say I am very ambivalent about it, because on the one hand, why is that funny?
The hosts of Decoding Westworld are kind of ambivalent about it.
On the one, well, first of all, it's called Decoding TV now, but also...
fine.
On the one hand, it's clear that they, like, if you watch the end of season 4, it's clear that they had some kind of plan. Yeah. They originally had options to go up to a season 6. Mm-hmm. It's clear they definitely had a plan for season 5. So it is sad that we won't get to see that on screen. Like, it's sad when a creator has a plan and it doesn't show up on screen.
Yes.
It also theoretically, you know, my first reaction was also, does this theoretically lessen the value of Westworld? Because a show is more valuable as a thing that you can sell to other territories or sell on Blu-ray or, you know, put on streaming in other places if it feels like a complete product, you know, seasons 1 through 8 of whatever, or seasons 1 through 9 of whatever show, like it feels like a complete story. Whereas, mm-hmm. If it's like, hey, season 4 is not the last season and we wanted to make a season 5 but we couldn't, you know, maybe people won't really be motivated to start Westworld season 1 anymore. But then I quickly realized, I don't know if it would have helped. What I mean by that is, I don't know if like having a season five would have helped, because you and I talked about it on this podcast at podcast.decodingtv.com, and season four was only comprehensible to those who were really diehard fans of seasons one through three, and it ended pretty incomprehensibly. So I didn't really have that much faith that season five would bring it back. You know, like they kind of get one redemption season, and season four was it for them, I thought. And I don't think they stuck the landing, right? Like season four had a pretty rough ending. We enjoyed season four of Westworld, but like the ending was pretty bad. And I didn't have faith that a season five would make it like all make sense and lock into place and be super satisfying, you know? So
yeah, I have to agree with that, even though I'll say I was curious about where it was going to go now that we'd seen it kind of both come back to the beginning, and it was, you know, clearly going to do what a lot of people had been asking for, which is take us back to, you know, the Westworld Park, but it was going to do it in a whole new way. So I was curious. You know, I wouldn't say I was champing at the bit for it. But yeah, it's unfortunate when any show gets canceled, of course. But yeah, if I sound down right now to those listening to this, it's because I just watched the movie After Sun like 20 minutes ago. That's why it has nothing to do with Westworld. Although, David, I have to ask, are there any shows you think that were canceled prematurely that, you know, you could potentially like recommend to people the way we talk about things that did eventually, you know, come to completion, something like The Wire or The Sopranos or whatever it is? Because I can only think of one off the top of my head. So I know it's not impossible, but you're right. It is a different thing when a show doesn't get to go out on its own terms.
I think a lot of people think the show Terriers falls into that category, where it was canceled after one season and people love the season, and it's like it's a huge bummer that the show got canceled. But I will be honest, I generally don't recommend any shows where I feel like the creator's vision has been significantly abridged, you know?
Yeah.
In general, I'm not saying there's no exceptions, but like in general, I feel like, and of course, like any act of creation involves some compromises, you know, like there's limited budgets and limited time. And so not every creator gets to have exactly what they envisioned on screen. But in the case of this, like they clearly had a plan for another season and they're not going to get to execute it. So I, at this point, I would feel very wary about recommending any of Westworld other than season one, which I still think, if you just watched season one and stopped there and it, you know, had a standalone experience there, I think that would still be pretty satisfying, to be honest with you. I mean, let's reflect a little bit about the season. But yeah, sure, go ahead. Hit me up with the TV shows you're talking about.
And also, come to think of it, like the one show, the canceled show that I would recommend, Enlightened, which is, I believe, by the creator of White Lotus.
Yes, that's right.
It's a two-season show starring Laura Dern. It is a very, very different thing from Westworld, because it's not like this, you know, sci-fi mystery winding thing. It's also the kind of show where you can get something out of, you know, even just a single episode. Whereas if you drop someone into the middle of Westworld, they're going to be lost. I mean, if you drop someone at the beginning of Westworld, they may not find their way either. But, you know, as much as I have, you know, taken issues with so much of the show, how often do you see something that looks like that and feels, you know, on that scale and has such a, you know, pristine look to it when it comes to the way it, you know, creates its world?
I agree. I was thinking we could talk a little bit about some of the seasons of Westworld before we wrap up this brief update here. I mean, I thought season one was pretty great overall. And I think in my head canon, what happened is the creators of the show got so enamored of trying to beat the audience, like trying to outsmart the audience, that they shoved in all these twists and turns into season two, where it felt like every episode or every two episodes we were being given some big reveal. And I thought season two was pretty much a mess. Some great episodes in season two, like there were some episodes of season two that were really pretty incredible. I'm thinking of Kiksuya as an example. Akane no Mai is an episode that I think a lot of people enjoyed the style of. You know, there's a bunch of cool episodes in season two, but like overall, I didn't think it was a success. And then season three, I thought was just really rough. It was no one's behaving as we think they might behave. Like, why does Dolores want to save the world now when she spent the last two seasons wanting to destroy the world? You know, it's like it was pretty rough. And then season four really was a return to form, really was like came close to the greatness of season one, I thought. And there were some big twists in season four, but like largely they had things under control compared to seasons two and three. So that was kind of my journey with the show. What did you think of it?
I think we're more or less on the same page again. I think what enamored me about Westworld in the beginning, apart from, you know, the name, because the original movie is something I watched growing up, even though this has very little in common with it. Apart from the name, something I really liked was, we talked about this way at the beginning when we started working together, the introduction of all these really, really heady ideas. And I think that's what kept bringing me back, even though there was very rarely a payoff. But I would keep coming back to see, like, what is this show doing conceptually, even if, you know, it doesn't fully work in execution. Like, in the first season, you had the introduction of, you know, the idea of the bicameral mind and these conversations about consciousness and
suffering being a critical part of like what it means to be human and so on. Yeah.
And it's a show that is very much about the question of like, okay, these robots or whatever you want to call them have some kind of consciousness. And is that what defines a human being? And I think that's a question. That's the kind of question that should be left sort of, you know, ambiguous or mysterious. But as we get into like the second season, it's just like, no, yeah, they're basically people now. They're people who can like, you know, self-replicate. So they're people who can't die. So don't worry too much about it either. Like, you know, it's a little harder to get invested when it's like, oh, they blew up. All right, well, just put the mind pearl in another body, you know. And season two, you know, a mess because it tries so hard to swerve at every turn, pretty much. Because even just structurally, it's like, all right, we open after this, you know, massacre has taken place, and then half of it is Bernard remembering things, and then you have to put the pieces together. But again, it has my favorite individual episode of the show. I can't remember what it's called, but it's the one where you have the fidelity tests for the first time with Jim Delos. Oh. And it gets into like, you know, the idea of like, all right, so Westworld as a concept is, you know, even though the first season was all about existing in this park, existing in this game, it opens up the world of the show, because it's like, all right, this was just one aspect of the show, because the park and all that is just an experiment for some bigger, more profound and out there tech idea about like immortality.
Mm-hmm.
And that idea doesn't really come back around in any meaningful way until the fourth season, not even really in the same way. But yeah, that's an idea that I thought, oh, if they go down this route, it's going to be really interesting. But alas, season three was all about, I'm not frozen, I just have nothing to say.
The real world and trying to,
it had a lot of Chappies.
Season three is fascinating because it feels almost like a different show. It's like,
yeah,
it's tackling big ideas around AI and human predestination and those kinds of things. You know, all that stuff is like cool. It just doesn't feel like Westworld. And I think that, say what you will about the show, like there were so many great things about the show. And you're reminding me, yeah, all the stuff with Delos and the fidelity stuff in season two was pretty great. There's some all-time great episodes in season two. There are also some all-time terrible episodes in season two. Mm-hmm. But the show always swung big, as you said. It always had an amazing music by Ramin Djawadi and like those awesome piano covers and orchestral covers of classic songs. Like, love that.
It's the rare show that sort of wove together its music and its like environmental sound design as well.
Yeah. And it always tried to take on these big ideas, even if they didn't necessarily fit within the narrative of a show. Like, mm-hmm. like season three being the best example. Like, what if we were all controlled by a computer that told us what to do? Like, that's a fascinating idea. Doesn't feel like it belongs in the show Westworld. Mm-hmm. They could have made this a relatively straightforward show about, hey, there's a fun park that people like to go to, but the park is up to some evil things. They did not go that route. There's like 18 different subplots that they decided to choose. I appreciate the ambition of the show.
Yeah,
it didn't always work, but it's kind of a bummer that we don't have a show out there even really trying things to the same extent that the show is. Okay, a few other pieces of news that I thought were pretty interesting about the cancellation. First of all, Hollywood Reporter has a piece called Why HBO Canceled Westworld. That's pretty interesting. Sources note that season four of Westworld, which only had 8 episodes, apparently cost at least $160 million, end quote. That is a staggering amount of money. By the way, season one, which was released in 2016, only apparently cost $100 million for comparison. I mean, I'm stunned they spent $160 million on Westworld for season four. We should also point out that the viewership, which was once extremely high at around 12 million people and was considered like a tentpole of HBO programming, by season four had shrunk to around 4 million people. Compare this to Game of Thrones, which is getting around 9 million viewers per episode, and you see that it's not a show that they can afford to spend Game of Thrones dollar amounts on,
yeah.
Because the viewership is just not there. It's also worth remembering that this show has won a crap ton of awards. It has been nominated for 54 Emmys over the course of its time. And Tandy Wayne Newton won a supporting actress for the show. So it
Which
was like,
was that?
I don't recall exactly, but it's a fact.
I wasn't disputing that.
No, I know. This was in 2018 when she won it. So,
two.
And yeah, I think that's right. And so, like, it basically, for people who are just tuning into the podcast now, it might be strange that anyone would ever consider spending $160 million on a season of Westworld. But what I'm trying to say is 5 or 6 years ago, it was a pretty freaking big deal. Mm-hmm. And now it's not anymore. There's some shows that gain viewership over time and people become more and more excited about them. Game of Thrones, Breaking Bad, those are shows like that. This is a show that lost viewership over time, and that's just deadly when it comes to a show this expensive. And that's really unfortunate. I will pause there. Do you have any thoughts on that? If not, I have one other piece of news I wanted to share about it.
You mentioned the word tentpole. I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens to the Westworld IP next, if anything. Is it going to remain dormant for a bit? Are we going to go back to basics with Terminator Cowboy in ancient Rome? I'd like to see something, you know, non-intellectual and just silly. But RIP to Westworld.
There's been some speculation. I mean, this news has just broken, so who knows what's going to happen. This news of a cancellation just broke earlier today.
Oh, right.
But people have speculated, like, maybe they'll end it with a comic book. Maybe maybe the fans will demand a movie like they did with Deadwood. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Other things could happen. Who knows? Like, maybe the story is not quite over yet.
Is it one that has enough support? Really? And I say this as someone who would be fine with more Westworld, but like...
Do you really have like a groundswell of millions of fans being like, please make a Westworld movie? We need to see season five. Like, to me, the positive way to look at the show is, hey, I've already said it, like, super ambitious, super beautiful, amazing acting, really big ideas, like, you know, fascinating stuff. Award worthy, like all these things. That's the positive case for like why Westworld is a good idea. The negative case, or the case against, is here's a show that went into its first season with tons of goodwill, tons of viewership, tons of fan enthusiasm, and basically has squandered most of it in the last 6 years. And, you know, I don't know that there's going to be a groundswell of people being like, finish season five, because I don't think people even know what to expect, as we have discussed here on this podcast. So there is no season five to really demand. You know, we don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, and from what I've seen, even the response online, like, you know, every show has like its diehard fans, but like for the most part, the response online has just been like, oh, okay, that's sad, I guess.
I've seen people being very snarky and being like, yes, I am also shocked that Westworld is still on. And it's like, okay, come on.
I was talking about like the most like supportive comments that were like, well, But yeah. I believe you mentioned something earlier before we were recording that a lot of the people are still getting paid, which is good.
Yeah, that was what I was going to say is, according to Deadline, the Westworld core cast will still be paid for season 5 after cancellation. But according to Nelly Andreeva at Deadline, I hear they will be paid for season 5 regardless of the fact that it will not be produced, end quote. And that this amount totals to around, I think, $10 to $15 million for all of their salaries. Wow. This would be for the core group of like Tessa Thompson, Aaron Paul, Rachel Evan Wood, Jeffrey Wright, Tandy Wei Newton, and I assume Ed Harris. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Fine. Those people all did great work for the show. I'm glad they're getting paid. So, but now we know where that $160 million went to. Is like a lot of a significant portion of it went to this talent. So, anyway, I do just want to take one last moment and say thank you again, Siddhant Thedlacka, for hopping on the mic with me for Decoding Westworld. Who knows whether or not Decoding TV would exist if you hadn't joined me for Decoding Westworld season 4. I don't know. Who knows?
Thank you. I will take all the credit.
But I am very grateful that you agreed to join me for this podcast, and I hope you had a great time. And I know we, you know, deep down, I think we were hoping that we would get to cover season 5 together because it was so much fun to cover season 4 together. But at this point, it's looking like that's not going to happen. So,
yeah, it was fun. You know, we're gonna pour one out for the Fleeps, but you know, all things must end. These violent delights have come to. They've sort of petered out, really. But yeah, thank you for having me, and I'm looking forward to collaborating more on non-Westworld things.
Indeed. Well, he is Siddhant Thedlacka. Follow him on Twitter and check out his work over at IGN.com. I am David Chen. You listen to Decoding TV, so you know where I'm from. And Siddhant and I will be back, I think this month, later this month, we'll be covering some TV that's going to be hitting the Decoding TV podcast feed pretty soon. So we'll have more to say about that in the near future. But until then, thanks for listening, and we'll see you later.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.